안녕하십니까? 2015학년도 대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2015학년도 대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호, 문형 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emily, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going out for dinner to celebrate my friend Jenny's birthday.
Sounds fun. Did you get something for her?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Lee, do you have time to talk about our winter team building workshop?
Sure. Actually, I was wondering if you had found any good locations yet.
Yes, I have. And we have some options. Here, I picked up some brochures from the travel agency.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I have your attention, please? This is Principal Wilson. As you know, this Friday is the last day of our month-long item donation event. Thank you to those who have already participated. However, our involvement in the event has not met expectations yet, so we need to do more. The items we are still looking for are children's clothes, toys, school supplies, and books. If you have any of these items, please drop them off in the school cafeteria by Friday. Any donation, even just a single pencil, will be a great help. Don't forget that your small actions can make a big difference. I really encourage you to participate in this event. Thank you for listening.
Brian, you look really tired.
Yeah, I've been having difficulty sleeping recently.
Why? Is something troubling you?
Not really, but I don't know how to get over this problem.
Well, keeping a regular sleep pattern can help.
I usually go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. But it doesn't work.
Do you do anything particular before bed?
Well, I use my phone to play games or text with friends for a little while.
Oh, that's not good. It's important not to use media devices for at least an hour before sleep.
Really? I thought it would help relieve my stress.
It can overexcite your senses and cause trouble sleeping.
I see.
One other tip for sound sleep is to drink some warm milk before bed.
Okay, I'll try those things and see if they work. Thanks. Good evening, Ms. Jackson. Thank you for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, before the main part of the show, can you give the audience any simple tips for the kitchen?
Sure. Sometimes we have to cook without enough time to go grocery shopping, like when we have unexpected guests, right?
Yeah, that happens. As a professional, what would you do in such a case? Our audience may want to know.
Well, throwing a quick meal together is easy if you have some basic ingredients.
Please, tell us what those are.
First, 300 to 400 grams of frozen pork or beef is useful.
I see. What else?
I also recommend potatoes and onions. With these ingredients, you can make so many different dishes.
Thanks for the tip. Now let's move on to your special recipe.
Honey,
how's the preparation going for Amy's birthday party?
Almost done. We just need to find some places to hide the candy for the kids' treasure hunt.
Okay. Would the water fountain next to the steps be good?
If we put the candy there, it would get wet. Let's choose somewhere dry. How about the flower pot in front of the window?
Yeah, I think that's good. We could also put some in the basket on the table.
Great. Then I'll sit in the chair beside the table and pretend nothing's there.
I like that idea. Now, let's find one more place.
All right. The bunny would be good.
You're right.
We could put the rest of the candy inside the hat in the bunny's hand.
Perfect. I hope the kids have fun.
Ava, I've decided to run for student council president.
Great, Matthew.
Now I need to start working on some campaign promises.
You're right. You'll have to think about what the students want. By the way, did you hear Tony Johnson is running too?
Yeah, I know. I don't think it'll be easy to win without a good campaign team.
That's true. You'll need people to help you with posters, speeches, and everything else.
Exactly. So, I need an advisor like you for my campaign. Can you give me a hand?
Me? I'd love to help, but do you really think I'm qualified for that position?
Of course. You'll be a great help with the election.
Then, okay. I'll do my best.
Thanks.
(8번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 야구 경기를 보러 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hello?
Hey, Sarah. It's Alex. I have a question for you.
Sure. What's up?
Well, I've got two tickets to the National Baseball Championship next Friday, but unfortunately, I can't go. Do you want them?
Yes, of course. But I thought the tickets were sold out.
They are. But my company buys tickets to every game in advance, and I was able to get some.
That's cool. But why can't you go?
I have to fly out of town for an important meeting with a client on that day, so I can't make it. Maybe you can take your brother with you.
Yeah, he'd love to go. But I feel sorry that you can't go to the game because of work.
Don't worry about it. Enjoy the game.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
May I help you?
That cheesecake looks delicious. How much is it?
It's $30 for the whole cake, or $5 per piece.
Okay, I'll take two pieces.
Would you like ice cream with your cake? It's $2 per scoop.
No thanks.
All right. Would you like anything to drink?
Yes, I'll have two medium coffees.
A medium coffee is $3, and a large one is $6. But since you're buying cake, each large coffee costs just $5.
Great. Make them large then, please.
So, that's two pieces of cheesecake and two large coffees. Do you need anything else?
No, but I have a discount coupon. Can I use it now?
Let me see. Sure. You get 10% off the total price.
Oh, great. Here's my credit card.
10번. 대화를 듣고 미용실에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Jennifer. There's something different about you today.
Yeah, I got my hair cut yesterday. How do I look?
That style really suits you. What's the name of the hair salon? I need a haircut, too.
It's called Beautiful Hair, Wonderful Day.
I think I've seen it before. Can you tell me where it is?
Sure. It's located on Main Street, near the Central Shopping Mall.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember where it is. Do you know how much a man's haircut costs there?
I think it's about $15, but you can check the price on the salon's website to make sure.
I'll check online later.
I can recommend a stylist if you want. She does a great job with men's hair.
Okay. What's her name?
Alice Moore. She's really good.
Great. Thanks.
11번 사이언스 에세이 콘테스트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ms. Adams, your science teacher. I'm happy to announce the science essay contest sponsored by the ABC Science Institute. This contest is for high school students, so any of you can participate. There are two essay topics to choose from. The first is how to save the Earth, and the second is the most creative invention. The essay must be a minimum of 5 pages and a maximum of 10. Additionally, the deadline for submission is November 30th. Only online submission of essays will be accepted. Please be sure to follow these guidelines exactly. Lastly, the first prize winner of all participants will be given an opportunity to visit the ABC Science Institute, the contest sponsor. The deadline is quickly approaching, so get out there and get writing. Good luck!
(12번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 패키지 상품을 고르시오.
Honey, here's a pamphlet for the attraction packages at Grand Life Amusement Park. Let's choose one of them.
Okay. How much do you think we should spend?
Well, I don't want to spend more than $50 per person.
All right. For the 3D movie, would you rather watch Amazing Sea or Jungle Safari?
Either one sounds fine. But I'd prefer Amazing Sea because it would look really cool in 3D.
Good. Let's watch that movie then.
Okay. How about the aquarium? I've heard that there are some fantastic dolphins.
Well, if we're seeing a movie about the sea, I don't think we need to go to the aquarium too.
Yeah, I agree. Should we include the lunchbox option?
Sure. That way we can save some time.
Then that leaves this package.
Perfect. Let's choose that one.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Debbie, are you ready for your interview next week?
I'm not sure. This is my first job interview, so I'm pretty nervous.
Don't worry. You'll do fine. You're a great speaker.
Do you think so?
Of course. So, have you practiced answering any interview questions?
Yeah, just some common ones.
And you researched the company, didn't you?
Researched the company? Do I need to do that?
Absolutely. It's important to find out as much information as you can.
Well, I know that the company is well known for advertising.
That's not enough. You should study more about the company.
Such as what?
For example, you should know the company's vision, its basic principles, and work ethics.
Do I have to know all of that? It's too much.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, can you do me a favor?
Sure. What is it?
Can you get me a printer cartridge at the computer store? Our printer just ran out of ink.
Really? Didn't we just get a new one a month ago?
We did, but these days I've been printing a lot for school projects.
I see. I'm sure that would use up ink pretty quickly.
It does. And I need to print out my history paper for tomorrow.
I got it. Would one cartridge be okay?
Well, can you buy 2 cartridges this time? That way I'll have a backup in case the first one suddenly runs out.
No problem. I'll get two.
Thanks, Dad. Oh, you'll need the model number of the cartridge. It's IJ88BLK97.
I won't be able to remember that. You know my memory.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 피터가 샌드라에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter and Sandra are classmates. They've been in the library over the weekend reading for their literature class. Sandra is unable to concentrate and is feeling exhausted. However, she has noticed that Peter seems to be focused and full of energy. In fact, Peter has a secret for maintaining his focus. Whenever he is losing his concentration, he gathers his belongings and moves to another place. To him, a new environment feels like a new beginning. A different desk, chair, and view help him to feel refreshed and ready to continue for another hour or two. When Sandra asks Peter about how she can stop herself from losing concentration, he wants to advise her to switch study spaces. In this situation, what would Peter most likely say to Sandra?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dr. Thompson's Family Center. Many of you may not know how to smooth things over with your family members after conflict. Today, I'd like to talk about some ways to make up with them after an argument. First, reveal your true feelings. Giving them a letter is one option. Sometimes it's hard to say everything you want in person. Writing gives you time to think about what you want to say. If you're not good at writing, you can also give them a picture you drew. It can communicate your feelings too. Even though it may not be great art, it'll be touching and make them smile. Showing your interest in what they like is another solution. For example, if your sister likes earrings, surprise her with a new pair. They don't have to be expensive. It's the thought that matters, not the cost. If your mother likes flowers, give her some. When you show your interest, your family will know you care, and the situation will improve. Remember, your family is your greatest asset. So the next time you have an argument with them, try one of these.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dr. Thompson's Family Center. Many of you may not know how to smooth things over with your family members after conflict. Today, I'd like to talk about some ways to make up with them after an argument. First, reveal your true feelings. Giving them a letter is one option. Sometimes it's hard to say everything you want in person. Writing gives you time to think about what you want to say. If you're not good at writing, you can also give them a picture you drew. It can communicate your feelings too. Even though it may not be great art, it'll be touching and make them smile. Showing your interest in what they like is another solution. For example, if your sister likes earrings, surprise her with a new pair. They don't have to be expensive. It's the thought that matters, not the cost. If your mother likes flowers, give her some. When you show your interest, your family will know you care, and the situation will improve. Remember, your family is your greatest asset. So the next time you have an argument with them, try one of these.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 언급된 물건이 아닌 것은?
(목소리) 이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.